FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwit.
It's the Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 Eastern. Saturday, we've got a live show as well from 7 to 10 Eastern, again in the evening. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget, you can always join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there. So if you're in an area of the country where you just can't listen to us on the airwaves, you can always get us online at freetalklive.com. But if you're in an area of the country and we're not on your local talk stations, all you have to do to change that is pick up your phones, call your local talk stations, and say, hey, I want to hear Free Talk Live six nights a week. And it can make a real difference. Because people, the people behind the scenes in talk radio don't really hear from listeners too much.
Not very much.
Unless they're angry.
Yeah.
So a request from a listener does have a lot of weight.
Just a few requests to a given program director, and boop, we're on. You can believe it. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
One of the things that we have been following, and again, you can take control of the show and bring up anything personal, political, whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. If you don't, we'll take control of the show, which we're doing right now. One of the things we've followed quite a bit over the last couple of years has been the threat of a return to the draft. And maybe I'm following it because, well, I'm within the age bracket of draftable.
As am I.
And Manwich, you're up on the upper end of the draftable age.
That's right. I'm just too old to be drafted.
Technically, you're still in the category.
Okay.
Anyway, maybe that's one reason why, or maybe it's just because I'm concerned for the freedoms of this country in general, and this is one of the draft is one of the most offensive, anti-freedom things that could possibly happen in the United States. Well, here's some more info for you. Another update on the situation with the draft. It's coming from LouRockwell.com. Corin Weeks Grigg writes, in Russia, it's draft season again. As the brutal and unpopular war in Chechnya grinds on with no resolution in sight, the Russian army is finding it difficult. This sounds familiar. It's finding it difficult to fill its recruiting quota of at least 155,000 able-bodied men between the ages of 18 and 27.
To go kill Chechnyans.
Right. Those who choose not to serve in the military have the alternative of 4 years in government-approved non-military service. But that term of involuntary servitude, notes the Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, is widely viewed as too long and attracts only a handful of conscripts every year. Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty cited criticism of the Russian conscription program by human rights activists who reported that those Russians without economic or political means to evade the draft are subject to brutal and often fatal hazing rituals. What we have now here, what we now have in Russia are Soviet armed forces, the same forces that entered Prague, Baku, and fought in Afghanistan and Karabakh, complains Valentina Melikova, the head of the Committee of Soldiers' Mothers. It's the very same Soviet army. Alexander Petrov of Human Rights Watch reports that Red Army press gangs are conducting raids of popular nightclubs in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Novosibirsk to arrest young men who have chosen not to enlist. So they're going into the clubs in Russia and arresting guys, like right off the dance floor.
Literally.
It's important to note that Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, is a propaganda arm of the United States government, which treats the Putin regime on one day as a gallant ally in the war on terror, and on the next, it upbraids the former KGB officer for his authoritarian practices. Like the hypocritical Pharisees of old, Washington is always eager to audit the shortcomings of other governments, while studiously ignoring its own. What Radio Free Europe Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty describes in Russia today could be taken as a preview of the United States in 2007. The air is thick with signs that a serious effort to reinstate the draft will occur sometime in 2006, mostly likely in a lame duck session of Congress following midterm elections. And the article here doesn't go
following
into
midterm elections. So you couldn't do anything to them for two long years.
Yeah, basically. And what this article doesn't go into is it's claimed that the air is thick with signs that the draft is coming back, and it's been thick with signs for a couple of years now. Everything from the obvious backdoor draft that the people that are in the military are being kept in the military, forced to stay in the military. Via the stop-loss program. We got all kinds of advertising for the Selective Service going on the radio and probably on the television, but I don't watch TV.
Yes, definitely
really?
On television.
It is going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mainly,
I've seen it the most on the video game channel, G4 TV. It's military ads. It's pretty much every other ad is a military ad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about Selective Service ads. Have you seen those? Like where they're advertising, hey kids, join the sign your draft card
because it's cool.
If you don't,
you're going to prison big time.
You could face a $500,000 fine if you don't. It's fun. It's easy to sign your draft card. That was the kind of aura around the radio spots. It was kind of just a cutesy radio ad campaign to get kids to sign their draft cards.
Free Hello Kitty purse with every registration.
Yeah, so they're definitely kicking up the wind is kicking up as far as for the draft. Anyway, investigative reporter Kevin Zees notes that the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank top heavy with former Clinton administration figures, sponsored a recent forum to discuss a conscription plan quite similar to Russia's, as outlined in the March issue of Washington Monthly by Captain Philip Carter of the U.S. Army. Who is retired, and Paul Glastris, the plan envisions requiring all 18-year-olds of both sexes to serve 1 to 2 year terms of mandatory service, either in the military, Homeland Security, or in a federal program like AmeriCorps as a condition of being permitted to attend college. This is the liberal plan for the draft. You get to choose in the liberal plan for the draft. It's the kinder, more caring draft, where you get to pick which organization of slavery you're indoctrinated into, that you're brought into. This is what's going on right now, publicly. They're talking about this.
Now, who's supposing that they're going to put it out?
Who's going to be behind the
which senator or representative is saying?
Well, you can take a guess, I'm sure. We've talked about him before, and it will mention him here.
I can't remember his name, but...
This plan would be politically viable, the authors insist, since it would dispense with deferments and exemptions and allow draftees to choose their preferred form of involuntary servitude.
Oh, nice.
More importantly, however, by having a pool of conscripts required to serve several years of reserve duty, this system would offer surge capacity. That is to say, a large and ever-expanding pool of potential coffin stuffers. So once you're done with
pitchers.
Once you're done with your 2-year mandatory term, you'll then be in the National Guard or whatever, the Reserve. Therefore, you could be called back at any old time.
Wow. They like to do that, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both the neoconservative Project for a New American Century and the progressive Center for American Progress are calling for adding 100,000 new soldiers, writes Zees. During the presidential campaign, Senator John Kerry also called for adding tens of thousands more troops to the military services. Lawrence Korb, a former Pentagon official under Ronald Reagan, who now serves as a senior fellow at CAP, the liberal organization, also supports expanding the military by 100,000 troops. And while he opposes a return to the draft at present, he would support conscription amid agonies of professed reluctance.
I really don't want to have conscription, but we might have to go back to it.
It's too bad it's come to this.
Right, that's basically what he's saying.
Sorry, we got to put you in slavery, but you know your country calls.
We got
to kill people over
there.
He
said he'd be reluctant to support it should we remain mired in Iraq for another year, or the Bush administration chooses to extend the blessings of liberation to Iran, Syria, or some other country.
Guys are all in bed together.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. It's a big game, and we're the victims. More coming up. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there will be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your faith. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is the show you can take control of. Toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of users interacting there. Everything from fun kind of conversations, silly conversations, to deadly serious conversations.
Scathing.
Yes, insulting. Flame war stuff, all kinds of variety at freetalklive.com. It's all free. Let's go to the phones to the fun. You take control of the show. Dennis in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for taking it, Dennis. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I've got a question for you since you guys are from Florida, I guess. And then yes. I'd like to make one short comment on the draft.
Okay.
Okay.
My question is, I've been told that Jeb Bush, his wife, is a daughter of a previous Mexican president.
His daughter is, I mean, his wife,
I mean, his
is,
wife is a,
Cuban.
His wife is the daughter of a previous Mexican president. Is
she
that
Cuban?
True or not?
She
That's
is Cuban.
That's what I've been told, and I can't verify this, but...
Manwich is saying she's Cuban, which would mean there's no way she could possibly be the daughter of a Mexican president.
Hmm.
What's the relevance, anyway?
Well, it might have something to bear on the fact that the Bush family isn't closing the border and allowing the Mexicans to come across and have benefits and whatever that are costing us a lot of money in our hospitalization and everything.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't know.
Okay, I'd like to find out on that somehow. Or they don't verify that one way or the other. On the draft.
Really, it seems to be a relatively unimportant issue. I mean, if you're concerned about the borders, whether or not Jeb Bush's wife is Mexican or not, I don't really think
it's
a huge
factor. No, I think it has
factor.
To do with the fact that he might be married to a previous Mexican president.
I see what you're
daughter.
Saying. That, yeah, I don't know if that really has
you know,
that
we
much...
We used to have kings marry foreign
I totally understand. Right. I totally understand what you're saying. I just think you're giving it a little bit too much power.
Credence,
if you will. Yeah.
Well,
okay,
if it's true, I think it would be pretty important.
Your point on the draft, sir?
I think a draft would be good.
Oh, God.
What?
Here's why. A draft applies to everybody, rich and poor.
So they say.
Senators and congressmen.
That's what they're claiming.
Yeah, and if we made it work that way.
Have you seen history ever bear that out, though?
Can I finish, please?
You absolutely can.
I thought I was supposed to have control for a few seconds here.
Absolutely, but have you seen history ever bear that out?
Do I get to make comments for just a few minutes?
Absolutely. Then you can answer my question once you're done.
Okay, my point is that if we made the draft work properly, everybody would be treated the same, and this war over there in Iraq might come to a screeching halt if we did have a draft, and a
Why?
Lot of those senators had to send their kids over there. That's my point.
I agree that if senators had to send their kids to Iraq, in fact, the war would come to an end very quickly.
That would be plenty.
But I don't think that anything that there any way that any government action is going to happen against senators' kids. They're only just going to get better appointments in Alaska or you know. Fort Hood
Germany.
Or whatever, they're not going to end up over in Iraq.
Well, then the people have only themselves to blame.
Well, obviously the people have only themselves to blame. We've been letting all this crap happen for as many years.
I'm just trying to point out that the draft does help. A draft
No, no,
everybody.
Dennis, I'm sorry. It's slavery. You're talking about slavery.
Oh, come on.
Let's bring in slavery
defense.
So that
come
the senators
on.
Can be
a
slave too.
You need a defense for the country.
Huh?
You need a military defense for the country.
Wait.
And everybody should be involved if it's necessary.
Dennis, you just said defense.
Oh, you guys need to grow up.
No,
you
just said defense.
Oh, you coward. Come on.
A draft to send soldiers to Iraq isn't defense. It's this huge offensive that's been going on for 2 years now, and it's totally
well, he doesn't agree with the war in Iraq either, but the fact is that we used our military for defense instead of for offense, which was what we have been doing, then you wouldn't need a draft. You saw what happened there in the Clinton administration. I mean, the army was full because we weren't sending them all over the place. We did send them plenty of places, but they went in the guise of UN, and there were far fewer troops.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see the point in a draft.
No.
Now,
and
I do agree that the people that have gone into the military, many of them have walked out with a better sense of self-discipline. They've taken a great deal from it. But I think that a lot of people, their worst experience in life is often their most...
Absolutely.
I mean, I've heard people say that they, you know, they wouldn't trade the time they spent in prison because they learned so much. And, I've heard deaf people say that they wouldn't want to be able to hear.
Well, I have a friend. I had a friend in high school who enlisted in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
He was this punk kid in high school. He was always, I don't know, he was just a little punk. You know the type.
Yeah.
He goes into the Marines, comes back. He's a fine young man. He's a gentleman. He goes toward...
He'll say yes sir to a light post, won't he?
Yes, he will. So he goes, first tour, comes back. They ship him back. And now he's back back in his home, mm-hmm. listed as undeployable.
Mm. Why?
Well, because where he was stationed, apparently there was high levels of radiation. So now he and all the soldiers he was with are now sterile.
Wow.
Yep.
Dennis, to suggest that we need to grow up because we don't agree that people should be forced to serve in the military? No, you grow up. I think it's very childish to order people around and have them do what you want them to do. Oh, well, I think it should be this way, so I'm going to point guns at people. I want it my way. This has to be this way. People should be in the military. What? Why? Why should people be forced to be in the military? We all need to have defense, so we all need to be in this together. Well, actually, Dennis, if we had somewhat of a semi-constitutional country that we were living in here in this country, we'd have plenty of defense. We have the right to bear arms, Dennis. If people want to come here and attack the United States, they're going to have a real tough time of it. Because there are so many people that have arms and don't mind bearing them. And sure as hell wouldn't mind bearing them and shooting at people if we had an invading force coming here. To suggest that we need to have forced conscription, that's what conscription is, it's slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You're being forced to serve in the military. Or in the case of the liberal plan, you're being forced to choose to serve either in the military or under Homeland Security or under the AmeriCorps system.
Crazy stuff.
Force is childish. That's what's childish. Forcing people to do things that you want them to do. Well, screw you. I don't want to do it. And I refuse.
I'll tell you, if somebody attacks this nation, I'll be one of the first picking up a weapon to go fight them.
Sure.
But I don't want to go across the seas and whatever war is popular with the politicians today, you know, is the one that we're going to have to go fight. No, thank you. I don't agree with any of the wars that we've fought since the Revolutionary War. I think they're all unconstitutional. So,
what about the War of 1812?
Well, it's a tough one.
And another important point, if we were to be invaded, you say you'd be the first to pick up a weapon? Would you join the military, too?
I probably wouldn't join the military, but who needs to?
Right. Well, that's my point as well. Even if we were invaded, I still wouldn't join the military.
Right.
Because I refuse to take orders from people. I don't care what you want me to do. I'm going to do what I feel is right.
I think that they would have a militia if we were, in fact, invaded. And
certainly.
You could take orders from a general or a colonel or whatever.
As long as I have the ability to walk away from orders I don't like. Yeah, that's the difference between the militia and the military. When you join the military, you've got that contract that we've had people write in and tell us that if you read the actual text of the contract, it says we can change the rules any old time we want to. We can bring your ass back in whenever we... But most people don't read the small print. So I would maybe join a militia and then voluntarily take orders from people that I trusted. But if I all of a sudden generated some distrust from those people, I'd be gone, and I'd go fight my own battles. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can go to freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll be one of the first to know about it if you join the updates list. It's absolutely free, just like everything is, at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the draft, the return to the draft. The winds are blowing in, and it seems that the draft is inevitable for our country. We'll get back to some more details on that. We got off the phone with Dennis in Washington a few moments ago, and I noted during the break that it kind of operated, Dennis's call sort of operated in like the complete antithetical opposite fashion as a normal talk radio call.
Right.
Like, usually if you're listening to talk radio, the talk show host will take a risky call by someone who disagrees with him. And if that person gets on the air and disagrees to the point where the talk show host just can't respond anymore,
he just drops him.
He'll just drop
the call. He's out.
Make some sort of insult after the fact. Well, in this case, Dennis called in and he couldn't handle the questions we were confronting him with because he was advocating the return to the draft. Advocating a return to slavery, and we were asking too many good questions, I guess. So he leveled an insult at us, told us we needed to grow up. And then hung up the phone on us. So I would like to invite anybody out there listening who is for the draft, who is not as much of a coward, to call in toll-free.
Oh, be nice.
At 1-800-259-9231.
It's hard to argue with three people at one time on a radio show. You know, you're nervous. I understand where he's coming from.
Okay, I understand that. But maybe, look, I just want to have somebody hash this out. I want to understand. What I want to understand from you, if you're for the draft, is why it is that you think it's okay to point guns at people and tell them what to do. Can you explain it to me? Are you going to tell me that it's okay to point guns at kids and tell them what to do and in that is join the military if the result, which is what Dennis was saying, the result is that eventually it'll get us out of the Iraq situation? Because what he was basically putting forth was what the liberals, if you will, the Democrats, are ponying up for the draft. Their reasoning for the draft is that if we have a fair conscription that conscripts everybody, then the senators will not want to have their kids conscripted, so they'll bring everybody home.
But it's like what you said earlier, Manwich. When has that ever happened?
Yeah, there's no historical backing for that. I mean, there's no likelihood that any senator's son is ever going to go to Iraq and catch bullets. Please. That is just nonsense.
No, you're right.
I mean, is all it's doing is playing into the hand of big government. These Democrats and these Republicans, they're on the same frickin' side.
They are. Yep,
they want the same thing.
They're working together.
To control your life. And if you just want to go ahead and vote for it because the military was a great you know, a great experience in your life, and you think it'll be a great experience in someone else's, that's wrong, man.
To be pro-draft is to be pro-slavery,
because there's people out there that believe, I don't know, crazy things. Like, there's these S&M people that think that it's a great experience. You get hung from the ceiling by hooks. Do you think that should be done to everybody? No, it's wrong. It's wrong to tell people what to do. It's wrong to enslave them.
So
shame on you.
Both of the both the neoconservative warmongering camp and this supposed liberal camp are all calling for the return to the draft. They're calling for more troops. We're going to get back more into this article here, but let's go to Ryan in Indiana. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, it's actually Brian.
Brian, I'm sorry.
I talked to you last night.
What's happened?
You're
not calling to defend the draft, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yesterday, I had this question for Manwich. Yesterday, Ian said that if we had liberty, that I would be at liberty and free to point a gun at him and take his money. I wonder if you feel the same way about that.
I didn't say that.
You didn't?
No, sir. No, you don't have the freedom to point guns at people. You don't have the liberty to point guns at people. By pointing a gun at somebody, you're sacrificing your liberties and you're allowing them to shoot you.
You were using it as an example to explain liberty and the difference between liberty and freedom.
Yeah, right.
This is the gentleman that has the dispute as opposed to the difference between freedom and liberty.
Okay, I understand. But yes, while you have the liberty to pull a gun from your waistband and point it, you at that point have sacrificed your liberties and allowed anybody who's nearby who feels threatened by that to shoot you.
Okay, well, my question is, all right, we're talking about what would be like if we had a libertarian government, right?
Sure.
That's what we're discussing. Okay.
Okay.
So my question is this. Okay, how the government protects you and your liberties or not is what's important, I think. And what I want to know is if we were to have a libertarian type of government, how would I be protected? How would my liberties be protected?
Your liberties would be protected by a police force.
What liberties are going to be threatened is my question.
Any one that's possible. Our liberties are threatened.
Who's threatening
right now?
It?
It's too broad of a question.
Yeah,
for
well, I want specifics. Who's going to be threatening what liberties?
Okay, let's say a business decided to create their own army and come after you and take over your land. Who's going to protect you from that?
Oh, well, that is definitely an interesting question. The business creating an army to take over your land. Now, pretty far out. Let's assume it's for real. Why would they be doing it?
The police department would do it.
Yeah, if you could call the cops.
Right. Well, I would say for a business to amass an army to take over land, that's really not good PR.
Yeah, eventually they're going to go out of business.
But it does benefit them by acquiring land, so there's no reason why they wouldn't do that. It's the same thing that prevents businesses from acquiring armed people now. Why an armed group of people doesn't come and take your land today? Because the cops would come to protect you. That's why. We're not proposing anarchy here, man. There'd still be police. There'd still be a military to some extent, at least a militia.
Yeah, and the militia would certainly come to your aid as well. And after the fact, this business is going to have a real tough time, as Jason said, selling any products, because if you manage to survive this onslaught and somebody managed to survive it and get the word out that Walmart just came and raided your property and took everything that you own, it's going to be a real bad publicity for that company.
So in other words, there is a difference in being free to do whatever you want and having the liberty to do whatever you want, right?
Again, we're playing these semantic games.
You're saying there is a difference, or there is a difference.
There was a difference, no.
I guess being free to means that you would remain free afterwards. And
exactly, right.
You're not going to remain free afterwards, and you don't have the liberty to do it because you won't remain free afterwards. I don't think you're going to change the world on this free and liberty this thing.
I think you're just trying to change Free Talk Live.
But if you want to, that's fine. You email me the difference that you think it is, and I'll never change it again.
Well, actually, I did email you. But
Thank you.
Point is not the point.
You emailed
is not
the show, not Manwich, did you? Because you can email Manwich directly at Manwich
at
Free Talk Live.
I actually emailed the show, but the point I'm making is not that there's a semantic difference between freedom and liberty. I'm just trying to understand what it is that libertarians are wanting if we have a free country.
We just want to return to libertarians want to return to constitutional small government.
The elimination of every organization that has little letters for a name.
Like the FBI, the CIA, the FAA,
FDA,
the IRS. Government is too big, Brian. That's what it is. Government is too big.
I agree.
Do you agree with that?
Yes,
good times. Good
times.
Well, good. Well, call us back sometime. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. That's what we want. We want less government. Because government being big threatens our freedoms and our liberties, whichever word you want to choose. It definitely threatens them. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. Don't forget to get online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. We also offer a podcast version as well, so be sure you check all that out. And vote for the show right there next to the archives, right above the archives, actually. Little link that says Vote for FTL. Click that link. Takes you maybe less than a minute to cast your vote for Free Talk Live, and it's a huge thing for the show. It's a big deal. So we'll talk to you about anything, and don't forget Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. We're talking about the draft. And this article here from LouRockwell.com, which is outlining the liberals, if you will, the Democrat side of the pro-draft force, the people who are arguing in public for a return to slavery. And one of those people is Representative Charles Rangel. That's the name you were looking for.
Now, Chuck Rangel, he's on his way out, isn't he?
I do not know.
Yes, this is his last term.
I hope so.
He doesn't have to worry about getting reelected.
Well, apparently he has done a presentation to the Council on Foreign Relations, the oldest and most influential establishment think tank. Charles Rangel, a Democrat from New York, March 9th, gave this presentation. He sponsored a measure to reinstate conscription, outlined a plan very similar to that proposed, which we described earlier this hour, by a different liberal think tank group. Those liable to conscription, quote, would be about 36 million people between age 18 and 26, according to Rangel. We couldn't possibly need more than a million, probably far less than that, for military activity.
It
would seem to me that you bring everybody in, and then you determine what you can do with them. What contribution can they make? National security is not just guns and bombs. We can train people to do these non-military jobs. They can go overseas. They can stay here. They could be the eyes and the ears. See, to people like Charles Rangel, you're like a little pawn on a chessboard. Come on, bring everybody on in, and let's see what kind of abilities they have. Okay, you go here, and you go here, and you jump up two squares. And
your personal liberty doesn't matter squat to this man.
Rangel, like Carter and Glasser,
life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness mean crapola to Chuck Rangel.
And like our caller earlier, who was arguing for the exact same plan. Rangel, like Carter and Glastris, are alluding to the Marxist concept of the equal liability of all to labor. In state-appointed forms of compulsory service, read slavery, as described in the eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto, they also lay bare the essence of conscription, which is the rejection of the idea of self-ownership, or in favor of the idea that all citizens are property of
the state.
Few have summarized the lethal logic of conscription more candidly than Bernard Baruch, chairman of the War Industries Board during World War I. He said this, "Every man's life is at the call of the nation, and so must be every man's property." This was written in 1918. "We are living today in a highly organized state of socialism. The state is all. The individual is of importance only as he contributes to the welfare of the state. His property is his only as the state does not need it. He must hold his life and possessions at the call of the state." Sound like freedom to you?
No.
Nope.
Nothing.
Sounds like communism.
Yeah. Nothing in the U.S. Constitution authorizes the federal government to conscript citizens for any reason. While Congress has the authority to call out the militia, which is in effect the armed adult population, to defend our nation against invasion or insurrection, this can't be done through a draft without violating the 13th Amendment. The problem is that the government has blithely disregarded these clear constitutional prohibitions in the past, and will do so again if permitted to do so. And, of course, we're hoping that you don't permit them to do so, because they will try it. It's easy to foresee a draft-come-national service measure being passed quietly in December of 2006. Who's to stop this from happening? Well, the author thinks the Mothers of America could stop it from happening. In post-Soviet Russia, the Committee of Soldiers' Mothers is desperately trying to reverse an existing injustice, conscription into a corrupt collectivist army. In pre-Soviet America, Mothers Against the Draft, MAD, is organizing to preempt a return to conscription. Unlike those who burned draft cards or fled to Canada during the Vietnam War, MAD isn't defying an existing law. It's seeking to prevent the passage of that law by forcing congressmen to go on record before the measure finds traction in the House. The focused activism of the 100 mothers in a congressional district would be sufficient to compel a congressperson to oppose any measure reinstating the draft in any form. What are you going to do if you're a congressman and you've got 50 angry moms in your office?
You're going to sign whatever piece of paper they've got for you.
The MAD website offers a printable petition with room for 10 signatures. Are you a mother disinclined to see your sons and daughters used as mortar bait? Then sign a petition and get 10 of your friends to do the same, and have each of them enlist 10 of their friends to do the same. On May 18th, the anniversary of the Selective Service Act of 1917, MAD is urging mothers across the nation to visit the district offices of their respective congressmen and deliver their signed petitions, and demand that the representative go on record right then regarding the draft and their opinion on it. Each mother should treat any answer other than equivocal no, an unequivocal no, as a threat on the life of her children, which, in fact, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Great article from LouRockwell.com. So, moms of America, listen up. And fathers, you probably should tell your wives, if they're not listening to this particular broadcast, to go check these people out. The Mothers Against the Draft, which is just spelled out, mothersagainstthedraft.org. That's their website, mothersagainstthedraft.org. We need to head this off at the pass. We need to stop this before it starts. All these warmongering people out there want to send your kids to die, and it's not right. It's un-American. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Because slavery just ain't freedom. Free Talk Live. Coming back with more.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Talked about the draft quite a bit this hour. We heard from somebody who thought it was a good idea. And we just, it's just a bad idea. It's a return to slavery. And the Mothers Against the Draft are the ones that are doing something about it. So you, if you're interested in that, if you're a mom or know a mom, you might want to point them in that direction to head this off. Now, speaking of moms, there's an angry mom whose son was already in the military and
was that
killed.
One of them radio segues I just heard there?
Sure. Her son was already in the military and was killed over in Iraq last year. And this is her letter. Dear George and Dick, I think we know who she's addressing this to.
Yes.
I apologize. Not really. You don't deserve my apologies. For the familiarity. But I don't call the people responsible for my son's death Mr. or Sir. Nor do I have any respect for the offices that you've defiled. The only thing that you both mean to me is pain and devastation. George and Dick, you're both shameful cowards who are sending our brave young people to die to make yourselves and your buddies unbelievably and fabulously wealthy. Neither of you have any idea of the true human, sorrowful cost of war, nor do you care that you are ruining lives by the thousands and thousands. You disgust me beyond belief. You're not, never have been, and never will be my president or vice president. This is what your irresponsible and reckless policies took from me. 1 year and 4 days ago, my son, Casey Sheehan, was one of the consequences of your lies and betrayals. One of the tens of thousands that your arrogant, preemptive, imperialistic policies have killed. I don't know how any of you can sleep at night. I know I can't. I've wanted to write this letter for over a year. We know the intelligence leading to the war was dead wrong and gleaned from a known liar. Your administration likes liars, familiarity and all. So I have a question for you. Why are Americans and Iraqis still dying every day? Then, George and Dick, you both go around spewing the lying filth that freedom is on the march in Iraq. Well, I have a challenge for both of you. If you believe in freedom so much in Iraq, then send your own children over there to fight and perhaps die in the occupation without the proper training, equipment, food, water, supplies, armor, or protection. If you aren't willing to send your own children to die for this most grievous bull crap, then bring the rest of our children home now.
Hear, hear.
The definition of a just war is one that you're willing to have your own children die for. Apply the definition, and then send your own children if you believe this aggression is just. If not, bring the rest of our children home now. And she's doing that in all caps, by the way, that I'm not yelling it as loud as she is. Do the right thing and bring our troops home now. Not one more drop of blood, not one more penny for this travesty. Don't let our other children be killed for the ephemeral and ever-changing mission. My son's death will have meaning and not be in vain if it is for peace. If our troops are withdrawn immediately from this abomination that is Iraq, I dare both of you to do the honorable thing and read about my son. My firstborn, my pride and joy, my love. I wish that you would read it and weep, but I know neither of you give one flying flip about me, my family, or Casey. I pray that either one of you or both of you grow a vestigial conscience and pray for forgiveness for the killing that your ignorance and arrogance have caused. One time I ran over a kitten and killed it, and I was devastated for days. How do either one of you look at yourselves in the mirror? How do you live with the fact that so many innocent people are dead because of your beliefs and actions? I know I couldn't. I know I would have a hard time living with myself if I was responsible for one death, let alone legions of deaths. I really hope someone grows some courage in the House of Representatives and you both are impeached soon. Again, I reiterate, celebrate our newfound culture of life in your hypocritical administration and bring our troops home now. Do I sound angry? You better believe I am. My son's future was stolen from him. My future with my son is now gone. I never even got to say goodbye.
Can you hear the pain in that woman's voice?
Free Talk Live. Come back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwin.
See you tomorrow night.
If you're tired...